Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report as we're going to bring in Pete Hupp from Best Dam Guide Service. Pete, before we talk about fishing in the big weekend across the state of Wisconsin, you're doing your diligent duties as we speak on Thursday here, making sure a Beaver Dam Lake is all set to go.
Yep, we are putting in our slow and awake buoys. I believe there's close to 60 of them. And then we have three different rock locations that were approved by the DNR to put in rock buoys with rock piles that come up quite high in the lake. One being down by the marina, the other one by Waterworks Park, which is Mink Island, and then also Bedker Island on the far north end.
You know, that's one of those things you always have to be aware of, especially if you're in a place you're not familiar with. You know, obey those buoys because you don't know what's underneath the water, right?
That is right. Yep.
So is that a big process? How long does it take to get done?
It'll take most of the day. We have a nice pontoon that was in part donated by Dwayne Folks, and we can take out about 18 buoys and blocks with chain. So we do it about three trips. So we have to go to the far north end and then work our way back to Waterworks Park where they're stored.
So again, people appreciate all the efforts. How big of a job is that? How many people take part in this thing?
We get like probably six people total to help, and it goes pretty smoothly. I've done it now for 15 years, and I kind of know where the buoys belong, and we have them all GPS marked, so it's a good process.
Awesome stuff, and it's going to be a big weekend here. I know people have been waiting for the last, five, 6 weeks to get the official game season open on all bodies of water. Just how big of a weekend is this for fishing across the state?
It's a big deal, I guess. People like to go after the pike and walleyes and the inland lakes, and now that it'll be open here as of Saturday, it gives a lot more opportunity for people, and I have trips here this weekend and throughout next week some, so definitely gets to be a busier time of year.
Is it one of those days, like, say, opening day at American Family Field in Milwaukee, where sometimes you'll see people that won't come out all year, but they will go out opening weekend just because it's opening day?
Yeah, I guess people do look forward to it. You know, they're waiting it out since March to chase game fish, and there'll be a fair amount of activity. It looks like some decent weather here, so should definitely you see some traffic out on the lakes.
Well, where has your fishing taken you this week, and what have you seen?
I've still been fishing Madison Chain. Bass is open year-round, catch and release. There's been a decent smallmouth bite on Mendota mainly, and otherwise I've been fishing Monona, Wabisa and Mud Lake for bluegill and crappies, which has still been pretty good, and it should only get better here as we get closer to end of May and June.
Sure. Have you heard about anything up north or anything across other parts of the state?
Still Green Bay. I've heard walleyes being caught there, but no, I've not really talked to people I know that live up north. I would think that those lakes are ice-free for sure by now, and should have a good amount of people up there also.
So it's going to be a busy weekend. It's almost like a holiday weekend probably, where there's going to be a lot of different people out on the lake. So you just have to find your spot and be aware of people that are around you, and be respectful to everyone.
Yes, exactly. Yep, that's the main thing.
Anything else people need to know before you tell us about Best Dam Guide Service?
No, just looking forward to some warmer weather here. It's kind of cool this morning, but it should be warming up here, I would think, within the next week. So when water temps start coming up, the crappies should be moving up in Beaver Dam and Fox Lake, and then after that the bluegill will come in to spawn on their beds. So yeah, it's a fun time of year.
Tell us about Best Dam Guide Service.
If you'd like to book a trip, you can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Hupp or Best Dam Guide Service.
Pete, appreciate all you do for conservation and letting us know about the fish. Have a great week.
Sounds good, Wade. Thanks a lot.
Let's head to the Madison Chain right now and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, it's finally here. We got a big opening weekend expected across the region. Expect the same at DNS Bait and Tackle?
Absolutely, yeah. It's going to be a busy weekend here in town. A lot of folks getting out. Looks like the weather's going to be great, and I'm sure we'll be busy here at the shop. But yeah, I do want to just encourage everybody to be patient out there too. The launches will be crowded, but we want everybody to have a good day, and I'm sure it will be.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to another guy about this, and it's kind of like opening day, like in Milwaukee for the Brewers at American Family Field. Sometimes you get a lot of people that maybe won't be regulars fishing, but it's opening weekend. Got to get out there and get after it. Don't you see that?
Absolutely. It's a tradition for a lot of folks to get out on the opener, whether it's, you know, good fishing or not. It's just, that's the day you got to get out there. So, it's going to be a great time. And yeah, I'm sure everybody will have a good day. It looks like the weather's going
to
be great.
As we head into this opening weekend, just what has the fishing been like this past week?
It's been great around town. A lot of folks getting panfish in shallow bays, good bass action in the shallow bays too. We've had some great catfish action just down the road here at the 113 Bridge. Some real nice fish coming out of the water. But with walleye opening up and pike, a lot more people going to be hitting the water soon, I'm sure.
If somebody's specifically trying to go after catfish, what do they need to do? What do they do?
Well, it can be as complicated as you want, but really it's just throwing some bait out there. Let it sit on the bottom. This time of year, cut bait is very popular. So it's dead minnows, you know, kind of cut in half, shiners usually, suckers. But then in the summertime, it switches to crawlers and then stink bait. And then in the fall, we get back to shiners. But you can really throw just about anything out there. People use hot dogs, cheese and shrimp and liver. So anything that smells good to a fish is probably going to bring in a cat.
What are the river levels like and has anybody been out on the rivers? Or are they still pretty high and moving pretty fast?
They're moving pretty good still, but they've definitely come down. They're no longer at flood stage like they were just a little over a week ago, I guess. They're looking a lot better. It was kind of unfortunate because it came right as the walleye spawn was peaking over on the Wisconsin River there. So, a lot of folks didn't get to do the fishing they wanted, so I'm sure a lot more folks will be itching to get out.
It is. Do you find this weekend special every year as well? I mean, shop get busy or just like think it's a good time here, knowing that you're going to be able to get after it for whatever you want for the next couple of months?
Absolutely. Yeah, it is like a holiday kind of vibe here at the shop. You know, a lot of people are excited. A lot of people are getting out. It's going to be busy, but we're looking forward to it for sure.
Well, just like having to go visit Santa, you know, leading up to Christmas, you have to stop at DNS Bait and Tackle. Let us know where you're at and what y'all offer in the store.
Yeah, we've got everything you need to get out on the water. We're fully stocked now. Got everything up on pegs. We got full selection of live bait. Be ready to go there. We have leeches in now too. That's always very exciting. And we got everything you need to get out in the water, but more importantly, we have our finger on the pulse of what's going on around town, so we can point you in the right direction. We do publish a weekly fishing report every Friday on our social media, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. We also have a old school phone line you can call. The number there is 608-BIG-FISH.
Pat, appreciate everything you do. Happy opening day weekend, and it should be a good time. We'll chat next week.
Thanks so much, Wade. You have a good one.
Let's head over to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now as they're also gearing up for opening weekend, bringing in Dave. Dave, does this weekend excite you like it does a lot of people, knowing that everything's going to be open for business now?
Yeah, I mean, it's like opening a deer hunting, you know. I mean, people get excited. This will be the very first year since I've worked here that I'm actually working, because I did my trout fishing thing earlier. Yeah, I mean, everybody's fired up to go. The fishing has been really good for panfish and bass right now. The water's pretty clear. It's supposed to be like 32 degrees Saturday morning, so it might be a slow morning. But, you know, this time of year, you want to kind of go. Once it warms up, the fishing does too. So we've got all our boats rented. And, in fact, we were down at the landing this morning dumping a boat, and the DNR was there, and the guy, we talked to him for a while, and he's like, your lake is amazing. I mean, there are so many panfish and other species in this lake. It's just unbelievable. They had hoop nets out around the lake, and he goes, you wouldn't believe how many 10-inch bluegills and big crappies and everything. And we've been renting boats out to people that like to bass fish early or whatever, and they're catching 30, 40, 50 a day. So the fishing has been phenomenal. I think opening day, you know, if you're going to be walleye fishing and that kind of thing, you're going to do well.
What do you credit the success and the health of Fox Lake? Why is Fox Lake in such a good place right now?
Well, you know, it's always been considered a top 10 lake in Wisconsin. I didn't really realize that when I moved here, but I understand it now. You know, it's not a big lake, but we have a system running through it, you know, one creek on one end and a dam on the other. So our lake's getting flushed all the time, and our dam is running right now pretty good. But it you know, and we do a lot of stocking. We stock the walleyes and the crappies, and sometimes we'll do perch too. But it just the structure of the lake and the areas they can go and hide and you know, get bigger. We just have it all over our lake, and it's just a perfect storm kind of thing for, you know, fishing. And it's been that way since I've been here. It's just a really incredible lake.
So have you heard any scuttlebutt through the shop about some other bodies of water, any other lakes or rivers across the region that people have been having some information on?
Well, I mean, the fox and the wolf have been flooding, but they're still catching fish on them, you know, the walleyes and things. The Mississippi's been real good. That's very high also. The problem people are having is the landings are underwater, so it's kind of hard to put a boat in. But around here, you know, they're starting to get fish on Beaver Dam. They've been getting them on Big Green. The bass fishing on Emily's been phenomenal. And Montello's been really good. Partyville's been really good. So it's you know, gearing up for a really good opener.
Awesome stuff. Tell us about fishtails and what people need to know to have a even more successful opening weekend.
Well, you can come here and get anything you need, bait, beer, whatever you want. We got all the tackle. We're gonna open at 5 a.m. on Saturday, which we're normally open at 6. But, yeah, I mean, we're open normally 6 to 6, Monday through Saturday, 6 to 5 on Sundays.
And you can't miss it. You're right in the heart of Fox Lake, right at the bottom of the lake, and should be a good weekend, right?
Absolutely. Hey, I'm looking forward.
Thank you so much, and Dave, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wetland, who, Rick, you had a birthday boy last week. You never told me that. Hopefully you got a birthday spanking and caught a lot of fish.
Well, I turned 60 on Sunday, and yeah, my wife wanted to spank me 60 times, but I said, no, 10's enough, because she's, you know, she's pretty brutal when it comes to spanking, so.
Yeah, well, you know, happy birthday, Rick, and hopefully the fishing did you well last weekend, and now we've been talking about it for the last, 6 weeks or so. I got to get my tackle box ready, got to put some lures on, got to make sure I have what I need, but do you get excited after all the years been fishing, still get excited for opening weekend?
I do, Wade, you know, and the thing is, you know, it gives you an opportunity that you can, you know, keep fish, but I don't keep fish, so that's really not a big deal to me, but you know, opening day, the last couple of years, to be honest, I very rarely have gone out opening day because it's such a zoo out here on Fox Lake or Big Green and stuff. I mean, that's when everybody gets out. The problem is this year, I mean, Friday night, they're talking freeze and frost. And, you know, to be honest, the last week, the fishing has just been phenomenal because it's been a warming trend. It's been warming up. And these last three cold nights, I think, are really going to shut down the fish for opening weekend. And quite honestly, if I was going to go opening weekend, I'd probably go out at noon instead of 6 o'clock in the morning to let that water warm up a little bit.
You know, we had some warm days, you're right, and then all of a sudden now they're looking at, you know, like 4 or 5 days in a row into the 30s, you know, low 30s. So that going to confuse the fish even more what season it's in?
Oh yeah, that's going to shut them fish right down. I mean, it's you know, the fishing, it got hot early, and the fishing early was great on a lot of local lakes. I mean, the walleyes were biting on the rivers. You know, the bass and northern pike were active. The crappies were coming shallow. The bluegills were coming shallow. And now I think everything's going to be turned off for like another week or so, in my opinion.
But will it take the fish then time to kind of reassimilate once the water warms up again? Or when you get 30s in the morning, you get up into the 60s. How quickly will they figure out that it's getting warmer when you get such a diverse temperature ratio?
Well, and you know, perfect example is today. I was going to go out fishing this morning, looked at the temperature. I'm going to go out at noon today when the water is at least 3, 4, 5 degrees warmer with the sun out. I mean, this time of year, it's all about water temperature and fish movement. And, you know, that's, you got to follow that. And quite frankly, it's kind of funny right now. The DNR is netting muskies out here on Fox Lake, and they have 5 nets out. The muskies are just about done spawning, but they're trying to get them. And I was actually shocked. I watched them yesterday and today that how many crappies and northerns they were getting in their net. And on Tuesday, they had 3 muskies in their boat. One was probably about 48 inches. It was a big fish. So, you know, they're still fish shallow, but the problem is they're shallow, but the water's cooling off in the morning and they just won't bite.
Well, tell us about Raw Bass Custom Lures. Now's the time to get those in your tackle box and also book a bass fishing trip. What do they need to know?
What they need to know is Raw Bass Customs are the best custom painted crankbaits you can buy. Now every single bait shop that I supply has their 2026 spring order in. M&M Tackle and Portage just got a big order. They're available at Fishtails here in Fox Lake, Stew's in Partyville, and Dick Smith's down in Pewaukee. And basically I paint over 50, 60 different kinds of cranks for walleyes, bass, northern and pike, and any color you can imagine.
And how do they book a bass fishing tour guided trip if they want to go?
You can call my cell phone at 920-948-8467. I have very few dates left, to be honest about it. I supply everything but food and drink, and hopefully you'll learn something and catch some of the biggest bass you'll ever catch.
Rick, have yourself a great weekend, and we will chat again on the other side. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Wade.